strings of little white knives. But these are the jokes, and what if they bring the tears to your eyes? Well, love often shows a funny return. The brighter it glows, the longer you burn. And Lord only knows, love has little concern for the fools of the road. But that's how it goes. You live and you learn the rules of the road.
Her hair hang day. Rise and look around you, and you'll see.
Wait! wait.
Pull the wagon and we'll all take a ride.
When you come with me, my Philistine, to the yonder mountain breeze, where the blossoms smell the sweetest, come roll along with me. It's every Sunday morning when I am by your side. We'll jump into the wagon and all take a ride.
Wait for the wagon.
Wait for the wagon.
Wait for the wagon and we'll all take a ride.
fancy with all the love that's in you.
WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Friends on TBS. Eastbound 44 at Antire and 270, no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor all the way into Brentwood looks good. Eastbound 70 from 79 to the Blanchett Bridge, everything's on the move. Northbound 270 at Gravoy and Manchester, nothing to report there. Westbound 270 between Bell Fountain all the way into New Florissant looks good. Eastbound 40 between the last Missouri exit, nothing to report there as well. That is closed, however, the right lane, use 11th Street to get around the Broadway exit there. Westbound 64 before the 5570 merge looks good. westbound 5570 split all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from McLeod's Landing, nothing to report there. Northbound Route 3, those ramps to the Poplar Street Bridge are open and looking good. Westbound Manchester at Kings Highway, there's water main work there, so there may be some lane restrictions. And westbound 94 from Beckham Road all the way into 40, look for maintenance operations having the right lane closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Friends on TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one where Eddie moves in. Chandler, Joey, and Eddie makes three, but Joey gets jealous. Who does Chandler choose? Find out tonight at 7 p.m. on TBS. Very funny. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for New Year's Day. For today, not quite as cool, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, the high around 50. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, New Year's Eve, look forward to partly sunny skies during the day with a high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, New Year's Eve, look for partly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-30s. And on New Year's Day, partly sunny skies, high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 33 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 35 and clouds as well. Liz Brown is off today. She will be back on Tuesday to start the 2006 wake-up call year, so you'll want to hang with us for that. The rest of the party line hosts are off today as well, so we're bringing you the 920 Club, so sit back and enjoy the selections of the 920 Club. We'll have another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. The torture.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Polish Heritage Center, 1413 North 20th Street in downtown St. Louis, just north of Union Station. Doors open at 6:30. Dinner will be served from 7:30 to 8:30. Tickets are $25 in advance, which includes dinner, dancing, champagne, and party favors. For more information or to buy tickets, call 314-351-3620 or 314-579-2423. News to you from WGNU.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Vandenbenner, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler, not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor feels. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. I must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, remind him of our crazy schemes. One day he passed me right by. Oh, well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. You say you love me and you hold me tight, but when I awake, you are out of sight. Oh, dawn, that dream. Dawn your lips and dawn your eyes. They lift me high above the moonlit skies. And I tumble out of paradise. Oh, dawn that dream. Dawn that one-track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a night, oh, nightmare. Down that dream and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, dawn that dream.
Liz Brown and the Party Line host have the day off. They will be back in the year 2006 to start a brand new year with you right here on AM 920 WGNU. Until then, we will run some more of the 920 Club for your enjoyment. We'll have the news, weather, and traffic in the 7 o'clock hour.
Tune in Friday evenings from 8 to 10 to The Ken Dyson Show, where I take a unique look at individuals, places, and things. And you have a front row seat. The more you listen, the more you know.
The more you know. The more you know.
Right here on WGNU Radio Free, 920 AM.
Every weekend, your gospel voice of choice can be found on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
Are you looking for a special book to complete your collection? Try Bargain Books. They've got 50,000 gift ideas for less than $20. Fiction, nonfiction, reference, plus magazines, videos, and even DVDs. Bargain Books is open 7 days a week, and there's a 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU when you stop in and get a free book. Ask for details. Remember, Bargain Books at Bargain Books South, 1877 Old Highway 94 South in St. Charles, across from St. Charles 18 Cinema.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I have never envied folks with money. millionaires don't get along so well. I have you but haven't any money, still the combination would be swell. Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you, in spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you. Money brings just a little filthy lucre, buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and dough.
Thank you.
dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever. When my dream boat comes home.
City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's is the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Texas is a tinderbox, so says the state's governor. Brush fires there and in parts of Oklahoma have killed four people and wrecked dozens of homes, including Alice Hicks' home in Granbury, Texas.
I've been a single mother to raise three kids, and I was proud of being able to have something to call my own.
There is a burn ban in some areas. Officials say wait till next year to shoot New Year's fireworks.
We're 15 and a half inches below normal for the year with rain. And again, it doesn't look like there's any rain in sight.
Peter Delkis, a meteorologist in Dallas-Fort Worth. The forecast is for up to 6 inches of rain in some already soggy parts of California, triggering fears of flooding and mudslides.
In some small towns along the Russian River north of San Francisco, people know they may have to evacuate. Jan Huff is a meteorologist at San Francisco State University.
This sort of storm we had seen about once a year. So, you know, it's a pretty major storm. There's going to be strong winds, gusts to 50, 55 miles per hour with it. Lots of heavy rain.
There's also concern because a second storm is on its way here on Sunday. Some people already have boats outside their homes ready to go. Alex Stone, ABC News, Sonoma County, California.
A Florida mother says she was shocked and terrified when she realized her teenage son made it halfway around the world on his own. ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman has the story from Fort Lauderdale.
Faris Hassan's mother knew that her son was curious, but she had no idea how far that curiosity would take him until she got an email from him saying that he was on his way to Baghdad to see Iraq for himself to research a school assignment. Yes, his parents are Iraqi-American, but Faris was born in Fort Lauderdale, and he does not speak Arabic, and that proved to be a big problem. He is now safely in the hands of the American embassy and will be home this weekend.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Fort Lauderdale. This is ABC News.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Want to get to the next level of your career? Earn a bachelor's or master's degree at University of Phoenix. It's education designed for busy working adults. In most cases, you can earn your degree in 2 to 3 years. At over 170 campuses, they offer programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix at 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. 1-800-853-4433.
A condom bust leads to a lawsuit.
Janet Lee, a college freshman, says when she packed her bags for a Christmas trip home 2 years ago, her luggage contained 3 condoms filled with flour as a joke. After Philadelphia International Airport screeners saw them, police were called, and a field test indicated they were filled with drugs. The Bryn Mawr student was arrested and jailed. The Philadelphia Inquirer says 3 weeks later, Lee was released after a lab test backed her story. Lee says she's not angry, but she's filed a federal lawsuit against city police. She says she told cops she made the flour-filled condoms as a joke and would squeeze them to relieve stress. Chuck Siebertson, ABC News.
The Rolling Stones' Bigger Bang Tour lived up to its name, raking in $162 million this year. The Stones, along with U2 and Paul McCartney, helped drive up concert revenues in 2005. Folster Magazine says ticket sales made a record $3.1 billion. Fewer people actually went to shows, but tickets cost a bit more. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, O'Fallon, Missouri police are investigating what they believe to be a severe case of child abuse. A 7-month-old baby living in the 800 block of Trudy Lane was taken to the hospital on Christmas Eve with head injuries. Authorities say the child has some older injuries that appear to indicate a history of abuse. The baby remains hospitalized in critical condition in St. Louis. The last young member of a Reynolds County family is out of the hospital. 5-year-old Tanner Toops was released from a St. Louis hospital yesterday, more than a week after his 3-year-old sister Tara and 7-month-old brother Tucker were released. The children's home was swept away in the wake of this month's reservoir breach at Ameren UE's Tomsawk Hydroelectric Plant. Their father is the superintendent of Johnson Shut-In State Park. Finally this hour, the Missouri Republican Party doesn't think a controversial new NBC TV show will do well in the ratings. The Book of Daniel features an Episcopal priest addicted to painkillers with a homosexual Republican son and a drug-dealing teenage daughter. Missouri Republican Party spokesperson John Hancock says there is an element in Hollywood trying to spread a highly partisan message.
I think there's a lot of situations in the popular culture where people with extreme liberal ideologies have used the popular media to denigrate Republicans. You don't need to look any further than Michael Moore and some of the efforts that he produced going into the 2004 election.
The Missouri Democratic Party declined to give an opinion. The Book of Daniel is set to kick off on Friday, January 6th on NBC. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Friends on TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one where Eddie moves in. Chandler, Joey, and Eddie make three, but Joey gets jealous. Who does Chandler choose? Find out tonight at 7 p.m. Central on TBS. Very funny. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carrie Nursing Shea Butter Lotion. Northbound 55 between Richardson and 141, there's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Southbound 55 at 141 in Richardson, the left lane is also blocked due to the northbound accident as well. Apparently somebody hit the median wall. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. The maintenance operations have that ramp closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. Eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit, the left lane is also closed. Eastbound 44 from Bowles all the way to 270. Or all the way to Lindbergh, excuse me, everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way to 270. No problems to report there as well. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Big Bend looks good. Westbound 255 from Coke to Lime Ferry. Everything is on the move. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and 170. Nothing to report there as well. Eastbound 40 between, westbound 40 at the 5570 split. Look for normal traffic. Westbound 5570 between Poplar Street Bridge is looking good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way to Laclede's Landing. Nothing to report there. Northbound Route 3. Those ramps onto the Poplar Street Bridge are looking good as well. Westbound Manchester at Kings Highway. There's water main work going on there. And Highway MM is closed at Route 100 and Highway P in Franklin County. A truck spilled a load of steel. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else skin thirst for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and New Year's Day, not quite as cool today, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a high around 50. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, New Year's Eve, look for partly sunny skies, high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, look forward to partly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-30s. So if you're going out for New Year's Eve, bundle up. Then on New Year's Day, the start of 2006, partly sunny skies and a high is expected in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies and 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting cloudy skies and 36. Liz Brown in the wake-up call will rejoin you in the 2006 year. She'll be back on Tuesday, as well as the rest of the Party Line hosts. We'll have complete Party Line on Monday, beginning Monday in 2006. But today it's the 920 Club, so sit back and relax and enjoy selections of the 920 Club. I'm Howard Morton. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour.
My love. are over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, and I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a dream. Cheek to a thrill that I have never known. Oh, yeah, yeah, you smile, oh, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. For you are mine at
hardly speak, and I seem to find is the happiness I see. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Waiting for ye, 'tis a rhyme for your lips and a song for your heart to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow.
When old men let our love take wing, and let the angels sing your returning.
a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock here today. Any shock that you try to send, that a landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now Lord knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, nobody will oppose when every night the set that's smart is indulging in nudist parties in studios. Then anything goes. Black's white today, and day's night today, and that gem today you gave a cent today. Once had several chateaus. Folks who still can ride in jitneys, find out Vanderbilt and Whitney, like baby clothes, then anything goes.
Not a nut horn.
Listen, Eddie, I lost my trombone, and I've got to play it on this gadget.
Let's see how that gadget works.
I blow through here, music goes down and around, da-da-oh, and comes up here. I push the first valve down, the music goes down and around, da-da-oh, and it comes up here. Then I push the middle valve down. The music goes down around below, below, below. Oh, listen to the jazz come out. I push the other valve down. The music goes down and around, da da, oh, 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 and it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
The music goes down and around, da da, oh, oh, oh. And it comes out here.
Liz Brown and the Wake Up Call will return on Tuesday. 2006. The Party Line hosts will continue their shows on Monday of 2006. So today we are tuning in to the 920 Club, various selections for your entertainment. Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Heat Up St. Louis. Northbound 55 at Richardson and 141. That accident is cleared and traffic is finally easing by. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, is closed for maintenance operations. The exit ramp is also closed. Eastbound 44 at Chrysler all the way into Big Bend looks good. Eastbound 40 from Dallas to Clayton Skinker, nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 from Zumbo all the way into St. Charles Rock Road, everything is on the move. Northbound 270 between 55 and 44 is flowing freely. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge all the way into Lindbergh looks good. Westbound 270 from Cane Rocks Bridge all the way into West Florissant, traffic is moving steady. Westbound 5570 before the Poplar Street Bridge that merged, there's nothing to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Westbound Manchester after Kings Highway, there's a water main work going on, so there'll be various lane closures. Rivas Barracks at Union, there's a report of an injury accident, and Highway MM is closed from Route 100 to Highway P in Franklin County. A truck has spilled a load of steel. That is a look at this hour's traffic, and this hour's traffic has been sponsored by HeatUpSt.Louis.org. You can give the gift of warmth this holiday season. Help Heat Up St. Louis by clicking on heatupstl.org. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for New Year's Day. For today, not as cool, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, a high around 50. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, partly sunny, a high in the mid-40s. New Year's Eve, Saturday evening, look forward to partly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-30s, so bundle up if you're going out. Then on New Year's Day, 2006, look forward to partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have overcast skies and 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting overcast skies, 35 degrees as well, with some patchy low-lying fog. Liz Brown and the wake-up call will return on Tuesday, 2006. The rest of the Party Line hosts will return on Monday. Today we are playing selections from the 920 Club. From all of us here at AM 920, we wish all of yours a very happy and healthy new year. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Mm-hmm. the way you ride. I want you all the time right here by my side. Why don't you get it? Yes, just get your gift. And when it gets too dead, I'm gonna show you some new tricks. I'll have to do mechanic, for it seems my motor won't stop.
Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis AM 920 WGNU and get a new attitude.
Check out the Contemporary Art Museum at 3750 Washington Boulevard in St. Louis for a select night at the Contemporary on Thursday, January 5th from 6 to 9. Admission is free. Drinks only require a $1 donation to the museum. Guests must be 21 or older. For more information, call 314-535-0770, extension 215. Something for you from WGNU.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
You made me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you're gone. Since I fell for you, such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you, it's too bad, it's so sad. I'm in love with you, you love me, and then you snub me. What can I do? I'm still in love with you. I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues. I feel for you.
for treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. Yeah, I've got that, and that ain't good. That ain't. Not made of wood. I've got a bad luck, and that ain't good. But when
can ride with the James Gang. Just saddle up with Dennis James online at WGNU.net.
Up to the minute traffic updates can be heard at the top and the bottom of the hour during morning and afternoon drives. So if you need to know where to go, we'll tell you where to go right here on AM 920 WGNU.
know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears. 3425 Union. Black-owned and black-operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I used to dream I'd find a fortune up on an island in the blue. When I left home to find that fortune, I found you. I sailed away to Treasure Island, and my heart stood still when I landed on the silvery shore. We met that day on Treasure Island, and the smile you gave was the treasure I'd been craving for. Then came those moments of bliss in the shade of the sheltering palm. I still remember your kiss as you nestled within my arms. I looked for gold on Treasure Island, and I found that gold when you gave your golden love. Of the sheltering palm, I still remember your kiss as you nestled within my arms. I looked for gold on Treasure Island, and I found that gold when you gave your golden love.
Thank you.
my drum and train. I want to make some noise with real live aeroplanes. Someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too. And when I do, how would you like to be my crew? On the good ship, Lollipop, it's the trip to a candy shop where the bonbons play. On the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay, lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do a tootsie roll with a big bad devil bouquet. If you eat too much,
with memories that never die. I sit in my chair, I'm filled with despair. There's no one could be so sad. With gloom everywhere, I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad in my solitude.
GNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Deadly car bombings in Baghdad today. At least 5 people were killed in 2 attacks. A Florida teen is in U.S. military custody in Iraq. He took the trip without telling his parents that he planned to see their homeland on his own.
It just might be the most shocking email message any mother received this Christmas. It began, "Hi, Mom, this is Ferris. I'll be in Baghdad for a while. Please don't worry." It came from a 16-year-old Florida boy, Ferris Hassan, who single-handedly and secretly decided to spend his Christmas holiday researching a school assignment, studying Iraq, but he did it firsthand.
ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Fort Lauderdale. When he gets home Sunday, Hassan's mother says he's grounded.
His access to, you know, money is going to be pretty limited, and he has to be under close supervision for a while.
There is a burn ban for parts of Texas and Oklahoma where wildfires have claimed 4 lives and dozens of homes. It's tinder dry with no rain in sight.
With the holiday weekend here, people typically celebrate it with fireworks and barbecues, but they're hoping, authorities at least are hoping, this year will be much different, hoping that people will have seen these images of these wildfires and will heed the advice, really the warning, that there not be any burning outside. They're afraid anything could ignite these fires because conditions are so favorable at this point.
ABC's David Muir. They have the opposite worry in Northern California. Too much rain.
Already this week, hillsides have come loose in Portland, Oregon, Sacramento, California, and on San Francisco's historic Telegraph Hill. Geologists say all the signs are there of more slides to come, many powerful enough to wipe away entire homes. The West Coast has a history of deadly mudslides brought on by a dangerous cocktail of heavy rains and steep hillsides, often bare from forest fires or overdevelopment.
ABC's Neil Karlinski, parts of California may get up to 6 inches of rain. It could be the first wet rose parade in 50 years. This is ABC News.
Toyotathon is back, and it's time to treat yourself to cars with extra zip, SUVs that make every gallon count. While you're at Toyotathon, you'll find 7 different vehicles with EPA city or highway ratings of 30 miles per gallon or more, including a very hip Camry and Solara. The place is your Toyota dealer. The time is now. Treat yourself today. Toyota, moving forward. 2006 EPA estimates for two-wheel drive Highlander Hybrid, Avalon, Prius, four-cylinder Camry and Solara, Corolla and Matrix. Actual mileage may vary.
What are you and your loved ones giving each other this holiday season? Not what you were hoping for? Strengthen your defenses with clinically proven Ester C, a vitamin C that works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping strengthen your immune protection until you take it again, no matter what you're exposed to. Get Advanced Protection Ester C and have a happy, healthy holiday season.
Civilians who think they have the right stuff to catch a space flight may face some new government rules.
Dennis Tito, Mark Shuttleworth, and Greg Olson are the lucky and super rich citizens who've had a real blast in orbit in recent years. Figuring that space tourism is the next frontier, the FAA wants to make sure everyone has a safe and happy trip. Physical exams for passengers would be recommended, but not required. Passengers would have to learn how to deal with onboard emergencies, like loss of cabin pressure, and then have to provide written consent before each flight. The FAA can't issue formal safety regulations for the commercial spaceflight industry for another 8 years, but these proposals indicate which way the FAA is leaning. Clarissa Douglas, ABC News.
A German man whose digital camera was stolen at a restaurant was relieved when he managed to buy exactly the same model on eBay. But wait a minute. The seller came from his hometown. Turns out the camera was his. Police are questioning the vendor. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Ryan-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, an East Alton woman is charged with using drugs while nursing her baby. Police say 4-week-old Kendra Staggs died in August when her mother accidentally rolled over on her. Now authorities say the baby had cocaine in her system that came from her mother's breast milk. 30-year-old Crystal Staggs is charged with child endangerment. The baby's death is still considered accidental, not the result of the cocaine. A new report indicates children who live in the 63107 zip code in North St. Louis are two-thirds more likely than children in the 63017 zip code of West St. Louis County to live below the federal poverty level. Richard Patton, the director of Vision for Children at Risk, says that only causes those kids more problems, including turning to a life of crime and drugs. The study also showed the kids in North St. Louis are 17 times more likely than kids in St. Louis County to have been born with little or no prenatal care. Finally this hour, an expert in goal setting and achievement has some advice for those making New Year's resolutions. Gary Ryan Blair, also known as the Goals Guy, says everything counts.
We've got to remember that the litmus test for all change, whether you call it goals, resolutions, dreams, strategy, is behavior. Behavior never lies.
Blair says the resolute should set deadlines and reward themselves for achievement. He says everyone needs to know why they set their goals in the first place and they need to take action. He says everything you do either takes you closer towards the goal or further away from it. Blair says his company's polls show the most common resolutions are to lose weight, stop smoking, make more money, and get out of debt. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Friends on TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one where Eddie moves in. Chandler, Joey, and Eddie make three, but Joey gets jealous. Who does Chandler choose? Find out tonight at 7 p.m. Central on TBS. Very funny. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carrie Nursing Shea Butter Lotion. Northbound 55 between Richardson and 141. That accident's been cleared. Traffic is easing by eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. The Broadway exit looks for bridge maintenance operations, having the exit ramp closed. Eastbound 40 between 14th and the last Missouri exit. Broadway also looks for maintenance operations, having the left lane closed as well. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to Big Bend looks good. Eastbound 40 from Dallas to Clayton Skinker is on the move. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to St. Charles Rock Road. Look for no problems to report there. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44 looks good. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way to West Florissant. No problems to report there. Westbound 5570 before the Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Laclede's Landing looks good. Westbound Manchester Road after Kings Highway, there's water main work, so there'll be some lane closures. Revis Barracks at Union, there's a report of an injury accident. Highway MM is closed from Highway 100 to Highway P in Franklin County. Apparently, they still have a spilled load on the road from a truck. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else. Skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carry today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for New Year's Day. Not as cool today, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers. The high should be around 50. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Saturday, New Year's Eve, look forward to partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-40s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. And then on Sunday, which will be New Year's Day, partly sunny skies, a high should be in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under overcast skies, we have 36 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 36 as well. Liz Brown and the Wake Up Call will return on Tuesday, and the rest of the Party Line hosts will begin their 2006 Party Line season on Monday. Today we are playing selections from the 920 Club, so from all of us here at AM 920 WGNU, to you and yours, have a very happy and safe New Year's. We're going to take a look at the traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
girl of my dreams is the sweetest girl of all the girls I know. Each sweet co-ed like a rainbow trail fades in the afterglow. Oh, the blue of her eyes and the gold of her hair are a blend of the western skies, and the moonlight beams on the girl of my dreams. She's the sweetheart of Sigma Chi.
Thank you. Now the jim jim jump is the jumping jive. Make you get your kicks on the Miller side. Hip hip. Hip hip. The jim jim jump is the solid jive. Make you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hip hip. Hip hip. Don't be that Icaroo. Get help and follow through. Get yourself some sturdy fool to make the joint jump like the gators do. The jim jam jump is the jumping jive. Make you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hip hip. Hip hip. Jersey jive. Hip, hip, hip. Hip, hip, hip on the Miller side.
Thank you. memory of love's refrain.
Snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks. For the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
Oh, how lovely it was. of a memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Diddy Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh?
Huh?
We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly en venue, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Liz Brown and the Wake Up Call will be heard live 2006 on Tuesday beginning at 6 a.m. The rest of the Party Line hosts will be with you on Monday for the new Party Line season 2006. Until then, we'll spend more of the 920 Club right here on AM 920 WGNU. Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Friends on TBS. Southbound 270 onto the ramps. Northbound Olive, there's a multi-vehicle accident. The exit lane is partially blocked. Eastbound 44 at Big Bend, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked. That's involving a dump truck. The eastbound Last Missouri exit on 40, the Broadway exit, bridge maintenance operations have that ramp closed. They also have from 14th Street through the Last Missouri exit, the left lane is also blocked for road maintenance. Eastbound 44, Bowles and 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Brentwood, everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 from 79 all the way to the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 at 44, traffic is flowing freely. Westbound 270 between Bell Fountain all the way into 170 looks good. Northbound 55 from Rivas Barracks to Potomac, no problems to report there. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing, everything is flowing freely. Westbound Manchester after Kings Highway, there's a water main work going on there, so there may be some lane restrictions. Northbound 61 from 40 to 47, there's road construction. Left lane is closed. Westbound Natural Bridge at Springdale, there's road construction. The right lane is closed there as well. And westbound 94 at Beckham and 4061, look for road maintenance operations. Right turn lane will be closed as well. Westbound 44 at 55, there's also road maintenance operations that has one lane closed. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Friends on TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one where Eddie moves in. Chandler, Joey, and Eddie make three, but Joey gets jealous. Who does Chandler choose? Find out tonight at 7 p.m. on TBS. Very funny. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and New Year's Day. Mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers. Today with a high around 50. This evening mostly cloudy with a low in mid-30s. Moving on to Saturday, New Year's Eve, partly sunny skies during the day, mid-40s. And then Saturday evening, New Year's Eve, look forward to partly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-30s. And on Sunday, New Year's Day, look forward to partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field is reporting 37 with clouds as well and some low-lying fog. Liz Brown in the wake-up call will be back live on Tuesday to start the 2006 wake-up call season. The Party Line host will be back on Monday live in the studio to take your calls, but today it's the 920 Club right here on AM 920 WGNU, so enjoy more selections from the 920 Club. From all of us here at AM 920 WGNU, we wish you and yours a very happy and safe and prosperous New Year's. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, it was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a special book to complete your collection? Try Bargain Books. They've got 50,000 gift ideas for less than $20. Fiction, nonfiction, reference, plus magazines, videos, and even DVDs. Bargain Books is open 7 days a week, and there's a 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU when you stop in and get a free book. Ask for details. Remember, Bargain Books at Godfrey Bookstore, 5735 Godfrey Road in Godfrey, Illinois, across from Lewis and Clark College.
This is a Samaritan's Purse Hurricane Relief update.
Samaritan's Purse Relief units are on the Gulf Coast actively working to restore people's lives affected by Hurricane Katrina. Now, the Gulf Coast has experienced another powerful storm, Hurricane Rita, and we're expanding our efforts. Samaritan's Purse is committed to the victims of both hurricanes. The need for your help is urgent. Call or go online today.
Donate online at SamaritansPurse.org or call 1-800-567-8183. That's 1-800-567-8183.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
But now you set my soul on fire.
And though my heart is grieving, I'll wait for you. I'm writing you a letter, signed love so true. Although I'm sad and lonely, I'll wait for you. When the moon was high and the lights were low, that's the time when you and I said our love would grow. If you ever get the notion you'll miss me too, make it in a hurry, I'll wait for you. When the moon is high and the lights are low, that's the time when you and I know our love will grow. If you ever get the notion you'll miss me too, just make it in a hurry.
Thank you. and wowed by woo. Listen to Debbie Donzi at WGNU.net for women empowering women, or wild energetic women, or wild wacky women.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black owned and black operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile. I'll understand. I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never
nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams from anyone's dream. Yeah, it's over my head. Lord knows I haven't got a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new. But does that mean that I'm untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory. When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kids fade out my memory, and our arms may hold the thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Back home to Florida for the teen who ventured into Iraq on his own.
I am very pleased to announce that the young American citizen who has been in Iraq the past few days has now safely departed Baghdad.
Richard Herman at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad strongly warns Americans against travel to Iraq. ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman has more on the travels of 16-year-old Faris Hassan.
Faris's Iraqi adventures began with a $900 flight from Miami to Kuwait. He took a taxi to the Iraqi border but was turned back. Then he flew to Beirut. From there, he flew to Baghdad, catching a lift downtown along what might be the most dangerous road in the world. He was dropped off at the notorious Palestine Hotel, object of frequent mortar attacks.
Faris took a high school assignment literally when he was told to choose an international topic. He set off to see his family's homeland. His mom says he's grounded. It may be another sign that infections are standing up to antibiotics. ABC's Luis Schiavone has the latest on a new stomach bug.
Doctors call it C. diff. It's being diagnosed across the country among all types of people, not just seniors, the original group of sufferers. It's characterized by disabling cramps, nausea, fatigue, and diarrhea. People on a certain strain of antibiotics seem to be more vulnerable to it, as are people on a variety of widely used new heartburn medications. In some extreme cases, the bug can be fatal.
More rain in an already soggy Northern California.
By the end of this weekend, a number of towns along the Russian River are expected to be underwater. Forecasters say here in Healdsburg, the river will crest about 4 feet above flood stage by Sunday. And they're asking people to get out now and not to wait until water is in their neighborhood.
ABC's Alex Stone. Parts of Oklahoma and Texas singed by killer brush fires are now under a burn ban. No fireworks to ring in this New Year's Eve. This is ABC News.
Toyotathon is back, and it's time to treat yourself to cars with extra zip, SUVs that make every gallon count. While you're at Toyotathon, you'll find 7 different vehicles with EPA city or highway ratings of 30 miles per gallon or more, including the very hip Camry and Solara. The place is your Toyota dealer. The time is now. Treat yourself today. Toyota, moving forward. 2006 EPA estimates for two-wheel drive Highlander Hybrid, Avalon, Prius, four-cylinder Camry and Solara, Corolla and Matrix. Actual mileage may vary.
What are you and your loved ones giving each other this holiday season? Not what you were hoping for? Strengthen your defenses with clinically proven Ester C, a vitamin C that works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping strengthen your immune protection until you take it again, no matter what you're exposed to. Get Advanced Protection Ester C and have a happy, healthy holiday season.
A bowling buddy says this is how Ed Lorenz would have wanted to go out. The Michigan man had just bowled the third perfect game of his life when he collapsed and died at 69. He was also inducted recently in the Kalamazoo Bowlers Hall of Fame. A new form of therapy, and it's not just for yucks.
I love to laugh.
Doing his best chicken imitation, Professor Heiner Uber soon has his students guffawing as Germans rarely do. Ever since Uber was told by his mother that only stupid people laugh, the professor has dedicated his life to helping people learn to do just that. Uber isn't the only one. At Laugh-O-Rama in New York, professional clown Marilyn Galfin leads her ladies to happiness with shouts of ho-ho, ha-ha-ha. While in South Korea, postal workers are being taught to laugh until their stomach muscles cramp and their belly buttons pop out. The technique, perfected by an Indian doctor dubbed the Giggling Guru, is catching on as people learn that laughter can be liberating. Linda Alvin, ABC News, London.
I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, an elderly Warden, Illinois man is dead after a fire. 75-year-old John Strader lived in a travel trailer on his brother's property on Butcher Lane. The trailer and a nearby barn caught fire around 2:45 yesterday morning. Strader's body was found in the kitchen area of the trailer. There's no word on the cause. Anheuser-Busch officials are urging everyone to use a designated driver this New Year's Eve. Carol Clark, a spokesperson for the beer giant, says statistics show that more than 146 million people have either been a designated driver or have used one.
Having a designated driver is really, like we say, it's the holiday season, one of the greatest gifts you can give, whether it's Christmas, New Year's, or any time during the entire year.
Cork says if you're hosting a New Year's Eve party, make sure your guests are sober before they leave. She says some ways to help do that include serving food, serving only one drink at a time, and being careful with how much liquor you put into mixed drinks. For more information, log on to www.designateddriver.com. Finally this hour, gas prices ended the year in good fashion, dropping 2 cents from last week. After two straight weeks of price increases, this week's Metro Source Price at the Pump survey shows the national average for regular unleaded is down to $2.18. That's 37 cents higher than it was at the end of last year. This week's average for premium unleaded dropped a penny to $2.38. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Friends on TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one where Eddie moves in. Chandler, Joey, and Eddie make three, but Joey gets jealous. Who does Chandler choose? Find out tonight at 7 p.m. Central on TBS. Very funny. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, that ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. Also, between 14th and the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, the left lane is closed for maintenance operations. Eastbound 44 from Lewis to Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 at 270 and Hanley, everything's on the move. Eastbound 70 between 370 and the Earth City Expressway, nothing to report there. Eastbound 270, I'm sorry, northbound 270 between Sappington and Doherty Ferry, everything's on the move. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into New Florissant Road, everything looks good there as well. Northbound 55 from Germania to Lafayette, no problems to report. Westbound 5570 split at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is running smoothly. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing looks good. Westbound Manchester at King's Highway, everything is looking good except for the fact they have water main work going on, so you can expect lane restrictions. And westbound Natural Bridge at Springdale, there's a report of road construction. The right lane is closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion. Carry Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else. Skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carry today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for New Year's Day. Today mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a high around 50. This evening mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Moving on to Saturday, partly sunny skies, a high in the mid-40s. New Year's Eve, look forward to partly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-30s. And on New Year's Day, look for partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 36 degrees under overcast skies. Lambert Field is also reporting 36 degrees as well. Liz Brown in the wake-up call will be live Tuesday for the 2006 series of the wake-up call shows. All the rest of the Party Line hosts will be back in the studio on Monday to start their 2006 season. Until then, we're going to bring you more selections from the 920 Club. From all of us here at AM 920 to all of you out there, have a healthy, safe, and prosperous New Year's. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour.
To say all I want you to but science is holding hands. These my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be. As long
tried one more once.
Children everywhere,
thinks of you tonight. Lay your head upon your pillow. Don't be a kid or a weeping willow. Close your eyes and say a prayer, and surely you can find a kiss to spare. Though you are far away, she's with you night and day.
Somebody to love, but nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now. No, nobody's baby, and I've got to know the reason why. Last week I was walking down the street and met a boy, and I said, hey, maybe I was meant for you. But he only tipped his hat and shook his head. Kept on walking down the avenue. Oh, nobody wants me. I'm mighty blue somehow. Oh, someone here.
Goleman keeps you company after dark. Online at WGNU.net.
Tune in Friday evenings from 8 to 10 to The Ken Dyson Show, where I take a unique look at individuals, places, and things. And you have a front row seat. The more you listen, the more you know.
The more you know. The more
you know. Right here on WGNU Radio Free, 9:20 a.m.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky, 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ash
Council. Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
The same old harbor line.
night to tender night beside the silver sea. I longed to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore.
lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the Daffy Dills who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When the Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day.
Thank you.
was a welcome there for you over the hill. And the skies are always blue over the hill. You will find content and rest, for you'll be an honored guest in the place that you love best, over the hill.
Your show is the best show on here, but I love it when you do what you do. I love it.
No more pissing these problems off to my children. No more passing them off on to other generations. We deal with the problem today, right now.
I love it.
And that's why I applaud our soldiers, because they're doing the job today, so they don't push it off onto my kids tomorrow. And that's why they deserve a big pat on the back.
I love it.
Today's Solutions with Dave Linehan, weekdays from 4 to 6 on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
My high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high upon my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With this light brown derby and this bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Went the trolley, ding, 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 went the bell, zing, 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 went my heartstrings, from the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, 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 went the motor, bump, 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 went the brake, thump, 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 went my heartstrings, when he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Flop, flop, flop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't squeak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. He started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine, to the end of the line.
Bang, 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 the time, bang, 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 the trolley.
Thank you.
that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite.
Thank you. for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
On your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Don't try this yourself.
The State Department and the embassy strongly warn U.S. citizens against travel to Iraq, which remains very dangerous.
Richard Herman with the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad reacting to the Florida teen who traveled to Iraq on his own.